back on sports, ESPN Wilmington, time for Let's Be Frank from the Frank Institute. Dr. Frank, how are you today?
Super fantastic. How are you, gentlemen?
Tired. We're beat up in here. we're the walking wounded.
I'd have brought some coffee for you guys had I known.
Yeah, okay. We'd have drunk it.
I appreciate
Next time.
I appreciate it, but yeah, well, maybe Mike. I'm good. I'll be all right. Plus, I don't want too much caffeine because I want to take a nap as soon as I get out of here.
Oh, right.
I don't want to get home and be all hopped up on caffeine and then, you know, have to go to bed at 7
p.m. You know, that never bothers me. Caffeine never bothers me. I could drink. I mean, I'm not a real big coffee drinker, but if I drink it and it's like, you know, at night or something, you know, my wife will go like, man, that'll keep me up all night. And it never bothers
me. Me either. Same thing. Well, I can go right to bed.
That's just metabolism, I guess. I don't know.
You know, it's easy. It would have been easier to sleep had it not been kicked by my 3-year-old all freaking night last night. I just was like, oh my gosh. Anyway,
sharing the space there.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's
awesome.
It's never. It never works out. Ever.
Dr. Frank, I don't know if you saw the Carolina Hurricanes over the weekend.
Yes, that was
an emergency
awesome.
Goaltender using a 42-year-old guy, a guy who hadn't played in years. He'd only played in like low minor leagues. He was the Zamboni driver. Like, I can't even imagine. I mean, I know he knows maybe he could get called in super case of emergency. He's the emergency goaltender, but to really be called in, that's got to be tough out there with the young guys.
You know, it's funny. I actually was, when I was waiting for you guys in the waiting room, I was watching the video that the Carolina Hurricanes posted. What an awesome story. I mean,
awesome.
He seems like such a down-to-earth, just genuine guy. I mean, I couldn't be happy for him. He also played well in the third period. You know what? He only let two goals in the second. That was the thing.
It was the first two shots on him, they scored. So it was like, hey, man. I saw he did an interview after the game. One of the players on the Canes was like, hey, man, just relax, have fun. If you give up 10 goals, don't worry about it. But then the first two shots, he gave up two goals. I wonder if the guy was like, hey, man, I'm just kidding. Like, you're allowed to stop things. If we knew you weren't going to stop, we would have no goalie back here. But my question for you, you're a guy, you know, you played hoops professionally. You get called in. What if the Lakers called you and were like, hey, man, can you play a quarter for us? You're an emergency guard for an NBA team.
Right now, I don't even think I can run up another quarter. It's funny because I'm 42, too. And I think it actually happened to me in medical school. There was one of the Israeli professional teams that I had played against came to Philly area and was playing like a minor league team there, and they needed a shooting guard. So I'm in my second year of medical school, and like, hey, you want to come play tonight?
Wow.
I'm like, are you guys serious? You want me to play tonight? Okay, how many minutes? They're like, oh, just, you know, maybe give us 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, geez.
So I was like, yeah. This is not going to be
pretty. Did you just play the whole game?
And I did. I played. I actually didn't play too bad. But the next day, I woke up and I was like, "Oh, this is why I don't play anymore because everything hurts." I'm like, "I gotta go to class in the morning." I mean, you know, I didn't get back to my apartment in Philly until like 2 a.m. I had to get up and be at class at 7. And I just was like, "I mean, even my professor when I walked in, he was like, hey, Gabe, are you all right?" I was like, no. He goes, well, what happened last night? Rough night? Like, you know, elbow, sure. Wink, wink. I was like, no, I actually played in a professional basketball game last night. He goes, are you serious? I was like, yeah. He's like, how many points do you have? I'm like, 12. He's like, oh, not bad. All right, good. Now sit down. You got to be a medical student today. I was like, yeah, that's an easy transition.
So can you imagine that guy? 42 years old. He's out there playing?
There's no way I could even think of playing right now.
Jeez.
And he did. He played great. He didn't let a goal in the third period.
Yeah,
right?
he played fine. Yeah, he did what they needed to do. I mean, I know, you know, obviously it would come back to him, but still, the guy had played in forever. He had to cut his career short because he needed a kidney transplant.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just a remarkable story. I was just thinking, I was like, I wonder if, you know, what you would think if you were called in, if the Greensboro Swarm, the G League Hornets team was like, hey man, we need an 11th guy off the bench.
I would be there in a minute. I would love to play one more. You know, it's like, the whole thing is like, you know, you just want one more game.
Right.
I want to hit one more three. I want to run up and down the court. I want the lights to go off. I want to hear the crowd. I want to be announced one more time. You know, and then, you know, you need to hang them up and you're done. But, you know, I don't think there's any athlete that has played at a significant level that hasn't thought, I'd like one more go, one more day in the sun. So, I mean, for this guy to do it and to be such a quality guy and just be so humble about it and just be so excited and just, you know, literally just, I'm happy to be here. Right. I thought it was amazing. So I'm a fan of his now.
Now, you mentioned you played international basketball. Mm-hmm. What was that like playing ball overseas?
It was, so back when I was there, I was in Israel in 2001. The game was very different. Now, okay. Now there's a lot of European guys that come over, and the European game and the American game is very similar. But the European game back then was very different. It was very, and I don't want to say soft.
Sure.
But there were a lot of flops. There was a lot of whining and complaining. There was a lot of, I mean, really, there's no other way to put it. It was very, it was dirty, but it was like if you retaliated, these guys would flop and just start screaming. Huh. You know, just, it was hard to just play. It just seemed to be there were like a lot of theatrics about it. I mean, it also might have been kind of where I was playing, but, you know, I was there for about, I can't remember, maybe 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
And then came back.
Did you enjoy it? Or?
Oh, I mean, where I played, it was right outside Tel Aviv.
Oh.
It was terrible. Let me tell you, it was awful. I mean, I can't imagine. You know, I mean, you know, the Herzliya Avenue runs right along the beach in Tel Aviv, right along the Mediterranean. So we would go, and it was funny. I was actually talking to someone earlier this morning that had spent time there, and we were talking about Israel, and he was like, oh, you know, when you run down the beach there and there's those little workout stations? I was like, yeah. I mean, it's really awful. You know, you're doing pull-ups, you're doing workout, you're doing sand work. You know, you turn around and you look, and there's the Mediterranean.
Wow.
And it's this beautiful blue. I mean, it's like, you have to be kidding me. It's such an amazingly just inspirational place. It doesn't matter. I don't care who you are. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what color you are. You go there, and it's some place that you're like, wow, this is some place that some really amazing things happened. I love it. I can't wait to go back.
But what about the game? I mean, did you
enjoy the game?
Yeah. That kind of basketball?
No, like, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoyed playing. I enjoyed getting paid to play.
Sure.
But it was a very different... Let's put it this way. When I had a chance to come back, I came back. And some guys want to go over there and play. I also wasn't making the kind of money that a lot of those guys were making. You know, when you're there and they're paying you that kind of money, you suck it up and you deal with it. But I wasn't getting paid that kind of money. So I came back, came home. It was, and, you know, I did my thing and got my chance.
Chalk it up to experience.
Yes, good one. Chalk it up to experience.
It's just interesting that you talked about, you know, it was kind of physical and dirty, but the guys would flop around. Because I always felt like the knock on the international game was that it wasn't physical and that there wasn't the physicality that maybe the North American game had.
And there's not. It's not. Okay. It's not the physical banging, you know, that kind of, you know, post up, hard physical play, hand checking, forearms,
sure,
you know, coming off screens, getting bumped off screens. That wasn't there. It was much more fluid. It was much more. It was much more offensive minded.
Okay,
which is great for me because I hated playing defense. So you know, I always live under the theory that if I score three and you score two, I'm winning.
Right.
So that was, I'm just like, I'm just going to shoot threes and, you know, hopefully I have my big man will rotate in and protect me. But, yeah, it was very passive, very fluid. But then it was, you know, you would get into these little skirmishes and scuffles and it took away from the joy of the game for me. Like, I love to play. I'm like, just go out and play. Let's forget about all this other stuff and all this little ticky-tack, and let's just play.
Yeah.
And you just couldn't play sometimes. I mean, some games were great, and you would go out there, and you'd be like, wow, this is basketball at its purest. And then there were times where it was just like, just shake your head. But it was fun. Yeah. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Did you get homesick over there at all?
I did.
Is that what made you...
No, that was part of it. But I went over and have Israeli citizenship.
Okay.
So I was kind of home-ish.
Right.
But that was, you know, we didn't have FaceTime then. We didn't have, you know, I had to go to the payphone and, you know, with the old cards. So, and I would call home. But, you know, it was fine. That didn't play that much into...
Were you in school or were you out of school?
No, it was between when I graduated college and when I went to med school.
Okay.
So I had, like, 3 years in between there where I played. Yeah, I mean, it was a wonderful experience. I can't wait. Like I said, I want to take my kids back, my wife back, and it's just, you know, it's. I tell people all the time, it's not what you think when you're over there. You know, it's not. There's tension, yeah, but people, for the most part, and even friends that I still have there, Americans that went over there and played and stayed, and the Israelis that I still know, there's not that conflict. Everyone pretty much gets along. Mm-hmm. It's only these few far between, kind of, you know, up in the north and the Galilee. You know, that's where you see all the skirmishes. But in Tel Aviv or in, you know, Jerusalem or in Haifa, you know, you just don't see those things.
Yeah. It's kind of like Facebook. There's a few people on both sides that are just, you know, posting terrible memes and saying this guy sucks and that guy sucks. And most people are just like, hey, here's a picture of my baby. Here's a picture of my dog. That's nice.
And it's really friendly. I will say that the Israelis are intense people.
Yeah.
And the best way I can describe it is, if you don't drive when you go there. Don't drive. And you think New York is bad? This is nothing. I remember the first, I was in a cab, and I don't remember where I was going, but it was like one of the first days I was there, and we were sitting in a stoplight, and the cab driver was watching the light going the other way. And when that turned yellow, he started honking his horn for the guy in front of him to go. And I was like, what are you doing? And I said to him in Hebrew, I was like, what are you doing? He goes, he needs to go. I said, the light is still red. He goes, yeah, but that one's yellow. And I realized, I was like, I'm not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah. Oh,
wonderful,
man.
Wonderful people. You know, just I'm a huge history dork. I love history. And like I said, no matter who you are, no matter what color, creed, religion, it's someplace everybody should visit.
Great. Good stuff. This has been Travel Talk with Dr. What's going on over at the Frank Institute right now?
It's funny, actually. I'm nursing an old basketball injury at the moment.
Okay.
I hurt my back when I was playing, and this past weekend we did a bunch of stuff. So I went up to get out of the, sit in a chair or something last night doing some work. I got up and my back just, I almost crumpled.
Mm-hmm.
And I have blown out my L5-S1 disc. There's no disc material anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not good. I was like, I can't wait to get to my office so I can use my acoustic wave machine. So it's a machine that we use that uses acoustic waves to basically regenerate tissue. It's amazing, and I can't wait to get back and have Morgan, who's our the person that runs it and our patient coordinator, zap my back. So Morgan, if you're listening, turn the machine on, because
I get it all fired up. Do you run that yourself? Are you sitting there trying to be like, No,
because there's how can I put this delicately? There's some discomfort associated with it.
Okay.
So when you hit the area of inflammation,
sure,
it's bad. And I had this treatment done about a year and a half ago when I first started researching this machine. And then the leg pain that I had that went into my left leg was almost unbearable. And so a year and a half ago, when I had the treatment done, the left leg pain has gone away. But I haven't been working out, you know, doing the things that, you know, as a doctor, you tell your patients to do. Mm-hmm. Hey, make sure you work out, you strengthen, you do your exercises, all this. Well, I haven't been doing it because I've been so busy the last couple months.
Right.
So I think that was more of what's going on. So we'll use the machine, and it works great. It's FDA approved for tissue regeneration of any kind.
Wow.
But we can use it on pain. We can use it. There's how can I put this delicately? Male issues that sometimes don't.
Sure.
Reflect the way that they should. It works amazing for that. And people ask, no, that type of treatment does not have any pain associated with it. But
good for you to point that out.
It's a really exciting tool. And it's something that, you know, this particular machine we have, the Eurogold 100, is the only one that, again, has been gone through the FDA and has been green-lighted by the FDA to be used for tissue regeneration.
Oh, wow.
It's the only
awesome.
One.
Nice.
It's a pretty amazing machine. So, yeah. But it's kind of like one of those things where it's like, oh, gosh, I know it's going to hurt. But, I mean, usually if you can tolerate the discomfort during the procedure, you will stand up. And we have guys that have stood up and been like, I've been in pain for 6 years, and I don't hurt at all.
That's crazy.
There you go. It's pretty cool.
Nice. Well, check him out, Dr. Frank at the Frank Institute. Thanks for your time as always, man.
No, you guys, thank you. I appreciate it. It's always always fun.
It is. When we come back, Mike, take a look at local sports. Did you watch the big fight?
I did. He is terrifying. Tyson Fury, he's 6'9". Yeah. How are you supposed to fight someone that's 6'9", has the 84-inch reach?
For real.
And swings his hands like anvils.
Yeah.
I was scary. What would Mike Tyson do against a guy like that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, because a size differential was so. But Tyson was so powerful.
Yeah, he was terrifying. You're talking about a guy who's terrifying.
Oh my God, he was absolutely terrifying.
We'll talk more boxing another day. But I want to talk. We're going to talk a little bit about that fight and a bunch more stuff. It's like on Sports ESPN Wilmington.